Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have dentures?
So I actually have, due to a car accident, I have an entire upper set of dentures, and then I have a partial set on the bottom with nine.
And is the partial set on the bottom from the same car accident?
Yes.
You know what's weird? Like, when I think of people getting dentures, I would have never, if I had to guess why he has dentures, I would have said I give up before I would have guessed knock your teeth out in a car accident.
So I was actually in the back seat. Fun fact, my idiot buddy wanted to brake check somebody, and I didn't have my seatbelt on. So sure enough, my head went into the back of the headrest of the front seat, knocked them all out.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Every goddamn one of them.
Damn.
So, hey, Brad, you want to slow down? Oh, Jesus. Oh, hey, Brad, my teeth are in the goddamn floor.
Good God.
Yep.
So now.
Oh, yeah. What a great friend.
Now, let me ask you this. I wonder if it's going to be different. When you got the dentures, obviously you ain't got no teeth in your mouth. When you got your dentures,
nope.
did they give you temporary dentures until your real ones were ready? How does that work?
So, fun fact, Elliot, I'm still wearing the same goddamn dentures from about 5 years ago. These are the temporaries. I'm still 5 years later waiting on the real ones.
Wait, why are you waiting? Why are you waiting 5 years for the real ones?
I swear to God, I don't know. Something about insurance. So these were the original ones that they put in. And they're like, oh, we're going to see how these take and just let you go with them. And then we'll come back and give you a permanent set. Well, 5 years later, I'm still waiting on the permanent set.
And the ones that are these temporary ones, are they, I mean, clearly they're working, but are they uncomfortable? Do they kind of rattle around? Like, obviously, if you're getting permanent ones, like those are like custom made for your mouth. These are just kind of like, I don't want to say generic, but you know what I mean. These weren't custom built for you.
No, they are. It literally took them about an hour to fit these in. They do. I don't use that paste because I've realized that if you use the paste to hold them in your mouth, it takes a lot more time to get them back out of your mouth. So I literally don't use any kind of gum, glue, paste. I mean, I just throw them in. But to answer your question, yes, the partials. I have seven teeth on the bottom, Elliot. Two on one side, three in the middle, which I look like a ferret, which is funny, and then two on the other side. So the partials literally fit in between the existing teeth,
right?
But they fall out all the time. The uppers, if I don't have pressure or suction in my mouth, the whole uppers will fall out. Now, fun fact, when you're on a first date with a woman, you do not want to start laughing and have your goddamn dentures fall out of your bowl. Not a good...
Needless
to say, I didn't get her number. But yes, to answer your question, yeah, they fall out all the time, and it's a pain in the ass.
I'm sure. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, brother. Good talking to you. Line two. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Miss T.
Miss T?
Yeah, like the letter T. Okay.
Yeah, I got you. And Miss T, where are you calling me from?
I am calling you from Decatur, Georgia.
Very good. Very good. Well, don't you sound sweet? Miss T, you have dentures?
Yes, I do. I have, just like the gentleman, I have top, partial top, and then I have on the bottom. But I have no molars and no incisors and a whole bunch of things I'm missing. I lost them going down the stairs. I fell down. I fell down 15 steps down.
Oh, my God. And you clocked all your teeth out.
I conked all my teeth out. Actually, I broke them in half. So half of them were inside and half of them were outside.
Oh, God.
And the same thing as the gentleman before me, because of insurance, it took almost 3 years for me to get those teeth taken out.
3 years?
And then giving me 3 years. Uh-huh. But I had a beautiful, wonderful dentist who got fed up with it, and she gifted me my dentures. She didn't even charge me for them or anything, and she custom made them to my mouth, you know, so that they would fit for now until one of my teeth starts hurting again, and then she has to redo them or whatever. But
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, no. First of all, Miss T, that I mean, very nice.
What would be like the estimated cost of that?
I was just going to ask. How much are dentures?
Well, what you wanted to do actually was put implants so that, you know, it could hold my denture better. And that alone was like $4,000. And they couldn't find anyone to do it less than that just for one denture. One implant. So I have no idea what the cost of my dentures were because, you know, I just was thankful to God that he blessed me with a dentist to get them after 3 years of having to not being able to eat right and be in pain and everything. Cause
well, not only
I
that,
don't know if you know how
you're not eating right, you're in pain. And I would bet that there's also some, what's the word I'm looking for? Like I don't want to say you're embarrassed,
your
but
mental
like,
health.
Yeah. Like you don't feel confident.
No, you are totally 100% correct. I got depression and everything because your face and when you talk to people, that's pretty much all I have. You know, I'm honest. I'm a good person and everything. But if I can't talk like I normally would because I'm afraid of they'll see my teeth missing or whatever, it just takes you to another level.
Sure, I get that.
When I put those dentures on after she gave me, oh, my God, you have no idea the joy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you were like, hey, look at me. Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Mrs. T, it was very nice. Very nice. Miss T. It was very nice. Very nice talking to you. Thank you, ma'am. Let me just grab one more, and I'll tell you why I even bring it up. Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who are you?
Hey, how's it going, man? Look, I'm a little self-conscious about this deal, so I'm just going to call myself Jack. Is that all right?
All right, yeah, but zero me in. Where are you calling me from?
I'm in Jersey, man. I'm on top of the warehouse in Bayonne right now.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, if you're driving by a warehouse in Bayonne, Jack's got fake teeth. What are you so self-conscious about?
Okay.
Well, just having the dentures, right?
Well, I mean, it's part of that, yeah, but I had all my teeth pulled out when I was, let's say 22 or 23. I went in and I had half of all the top pulled at one time, half of all the bottom pulled at one time, and then went back a couple weeks later and had every other tooth in my mouth pulled out.
Why?
And was given, you know, I'm going to blame it on bad genetics, and I was, you know, kind of a junkie for a long time.
Oh, there you go. Oh. There you go.
Never took care of myself, you know.
Sure. And now,
but yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible, man. I got temporary ones, and it's,
wait, hold on one sec. Yes, Tyler?
It's feeling that they...
Wait, hold on. Hold on one second. Hold on one second, Jack. Hold on one sec. Yes.
Well, before we go further with the denture talk, how is he doing with the addiction?
Oh, how are you doing now with the drug part of it?
I mean, it was still rough for a long time after that, but unfortunately, my brother passed away about 7 years ago, but that triggered something in me, man, and I've been clean for about 7 years now.
Two things. Number one, hate that that's what it was, but I would bet if your brother had a say in it, he would tell you that he was, he's at least thankful that it straightened you out. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely, man. He would 100% be proud. I know that.
Absolutely. Hey, so when you had the teeth taken out, pulled out, whatever it is, did they give you the temporary ones, right?
Well, so what I was told is one. So right now I have a top in. I was given a top and a bottom. But what they do is the one they give me, I was told, is the permanent one. But there's like a filling that goes inside that's temporary at first until your mouth, I guess, heals properly and everything. And then you go back and you get the permanent setting that goes inside the dentures. But I ended up, you know, I moved out of state. I never went back. And for, I think, probably 8 or 9 years now, I've never even worn the bottom ones because they just hurt too bad. So I walk around with the top set in. And I've learned to talk with my mouth semi-closed and keep my tongue into a position where it looks like I still have teeth and to a point where you can't tell that I don't have them.
I'll tell you, the whole time you were talking, I didn't think that you were, like, you weren't like, hey, like, you sounded normal. No, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't tell that you had teeth down there.
I've worked very, very hard at it, you know, to try and make it unnoticeable because, oh, it just makes me self-conscious, man.
Yeah,
I get,
sure.
If I get angry, if I laugh too hard, if I yell, you know, they can move around a little bit, and I fear people will see that, you know. I don't know.
Yeah,
just
no,
10
listen.
Years later, and it still bothers me.
I get it. I totally get it. All right, back to work on the warehouse. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Here's why I bring it up. So I'm reading this story about a guy named Jarrett Kinney, right? Lives in Richmond. I feel horrible for this guy. Jared Kenny, like I said, in Richmond, is in need of a new set of dentures after having his teeth removed and not being able to use the dentures he was given. Following his x-rays at the Aspen Dental in Midlothian, he agreed. So he goes to the dentist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, listen, they x-ray his teeth and the whole thing. And they're like, listen to me, Jared Kenny. First of all, welcome to Aspen Dental. We need to do a full mouth tooth extraction to be able to give you dentures. So he's like, okay, listen, my teeth are a mess.
Yeah.
I can't eat. I can't do anything. So they said, fine. They said, we'll get you set up and start the procedure. So they took out every single tooth in the man's mouth. Shortly after the procedure, Jarrett Kinney says he received a set of immediate dentures. He says they call them healing dentures, and they said they won't fit perfect, but they'll fit well enough,
mm-hmm.
which sounds pretty similar to what everybody has said. So he talks about how this is pretty common. They end up interviewing some other dentist or oral person who was like, yes, immediate or healing dentures are worn temporarily while the gums are healing so that you could then get your permanent dentures.
Makes sense.
Kinney said that he knew, Jarrett Kinney said that they wouldn't fit perfectly, but with the set that he was given, he's in excruciating pain. He can't eat with them. They don't fit right, and it's very, very painful. After several conversations with the Aspen Dental staff, Kinney said he was told, quote, we can no longer help you.
I thought they were in phase one.
Yeah.
Well, now they said they can't do anything for him.
They're just dropping him as a patient?
They said something about my gums. I've never heard of anything like that before, and I've talked to some friends who have the same dentures and stuff, and they told me that has never happened to them. Aspen Dental, for their part, has said, we will do everything we can to satisfy a patient and their needs. In very rare cases, if a patient receives treatment and the doctor does everything they can to work with a patient, but the patient still isn't satisfied, there is typically an agreement to discontinue treatment and the patient is notified. But all he said was, these hurt.
Yeah.
You pulled out every tooth in my mouth. And so he went in and said, I can't eat. Like, this isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And they intentionally told him, go pound sand.
And I'm with you. I do feel bad for him.
I feel horrible for the
he's
guy.
He's in pain. Yeah. Doesn't have his permanent.
He doesn't have his teeth. He has no teeth.
Trying to see it though from Aspen Dental's perspective, if it's
this will
gum,
be good.
No, I'm. If it's is it? Did they have like Aspen has locations everywhere? They're based out of the Midwest, and
right.
And they have.
Yeah. No. This is just. This happens to be the one in Midlothian.
Places all over. Do Aspen Dental offices have periodontists inside them? Is it possible that you may be referred to a specialist because they can no longer address your needs
maybe.
In their offices?
Yeah, but they said they're not going to work with him anymore.
I know. Did they tell him he needs to go to a periodontist?
No, they just said, we're not going to work with you anymore.
They just dropped him.
Well, I understand that they dropped him as a patient.
Right.
But is it because they've referred him to specialty care that they cannot provide?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because they mentioned the gums. We know that's the issue.
Right. But would they have known that when they ripped every tooth out of his mouth?
I don't know, because I've been referred to one and never gone, so I don't know what I haven't had discovered yet.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But you can't just drop the guy.
Listen, you're in the middle of a plan. And
right.
You
think help him.
The finish line is the permanent set, and then you're let go, and it's a problem. I understand.
Are there only one type of temporary or healing dentures?
Like it's a standard that they mass produce?
Well, maybe not a standard, but it's like, so like instead of being like your waist is a 31, a 32, a 33, or in my case, like a 28 or 29, like maybe they only sell in small, medium, and large. And he is like, well, the large is hurting you, but the medium's too small, the XL is too big, and then you're like yapping all over yourself. I don't know. But you can't rip every tooth out of this guy's mouth. I feel horrible
just leave
for this
him high
guy.
And dry.
Yeah, or at least work with him and go, "Hey, listen, Jarrett, your gums. You're a unicorn. But we're going to work with you to get it done." But they ripped every tooth out of the guy's mouth. He ain't got no teeth.
I never knew about that period of time.
Where
you had to wait on the gums.
But why
to
would you
heal?
Why would you? You don't have dentures. No, I'm saying, like, I don't have dentures.
But I don't even
have a cavity.
I do think I knew that there was something temporary before you got your ultimate set.
Oh, while they were ordering it?
But I thought
plastic.
I thought that was just because the timing of the appointments, and they had to then send out your specs and things like that. No, it's because your gums are so swollen.
Oh, yeah. I guess I never thought of that. To me, it's like ordering contacts. No offense to those of you who are waiting on your dentures.
For 3 years.
Where they give you like the
prescription.
Yeah, you get the prescription, but they give you like holdovers till you get your shipment in. I guess that's what I thought it was for the, for dentures. I had no idea. Also, I didn't realize this many people listening to the show have dentures. If I were a denture doctor, this would be where I would spend my money. Elliot in the Morning has more denture wearers than any other show. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Heather from Austin. How are you?
Good. What's going on? We're sending somebody to Austin later today. Well, we'll get the winner later today.
I know. So I have spoken to you guys before. I spoke with Tyler when he came out for to go tubing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, yes, what can I do for you?
So I'm a dental assistant, and I've been in the field for about 15 years, and I can tell you kind of the process of what happens when you get a denture.
Right.
So what they do is, while you still have teeth in your head, they take impressions of your teeth, send that information to a lab that then makes the denture before they've taken the teeth out. When they have the denture ready, the immediate denture, then they take all the teeth out, they sew everything up, and they put the denture in, and you're supposed to wear that as a splint for 24 hours. That's to control swelling and to help with bleeding and all that stuff.
Right.
While you're wearing that denture, it's designed to contour the bone while it's healing so that it can support a new denture if you need one.
Right.
A lot of times people keep their immediate dentures because they look fine and they just have what's called a reline, which is basically 6 months after you have your teeth taken out, they come in and they put a material inside the inside of the denture to fill it in so that it fits your new mouth, basically.
Right. I got that. That makes sense.
I will say this, though. Aspen Dental is basically the hair cuttery of dentistry.
Oh.
It's where kind of everybody goes to start their dental career. And it's just not corporate offices are kind of difficult to work with in that sense.
So why? So now
so
I have.
Wait, why are people down on hair cuttery? That's my first question.
I love hair fettering.
The two things. Number one, so why, like when I hear from people or have heard from some people who are saying it's been 3-4 years and they're still waiting on their dentures because of insurance, is it really that hard to navigate that to be able to get their teeth?
Yeah, insurance is garbage. It's really their design.
Well, you're down on insurance, hair cuttery, Aspen Dental. Oh. Well, you hate everybody.
I'm a real lady.
Yeah, but
no,
if she's...
insurance doesn't do anything. I'm sorry.
No, you were, but you deal with this day to day, so that's probably why she's got that attitude, right?
Right. And then why wouldn't they know that this guy, is it just because of, like, it was a bad tech? But why, if they're doing impressions and everything before your teeth come out, why is this poor guy in Richmond, why did they just say, we can't work with you anymore?
Well, unfortunately, and I can't speak, you know, for this particular case or whatever, but unfortunately, a lot of things, when you go from having teeth to not having teeth, a lot of the struggle is compliance on the patient's part, because you literally have to wear this denture in order for it to form the bone to a comfortable spot, and that's really uncomfortable. It takes the average person about a year to get used to a set of dentures.
Huh.
So, you know, if this patient wasn't wearing the denture as designed, but if it was, you know, done kind of at a low cost place, it's not going to be as good quality, that
right.
sort of thing. So
but it sounds like it sounds like he was wearing them because he was saying I was in so much pain.
Yeah, I've had patients that have, you know, they've come back in after a couple of days and they're like, I cannot wear these. And it's unbelievable how many people do end up getting dentures, a full set of dentures, and they sit in a drawer because they're uncomfortable. And patients, unfortunately, don't know that you can come back and have your dentures adjusted and stuff like that. So
interesting.
I don't know. I think Aspen did this guy dirty.
All right, very good. Miss Austin, I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Isn't that crazy? I feel horrible for the guy, though.
Poor guy.
I feel horrible.
Well, all of these stories we've heard from people who have waited so long and been in pain or just embarrassed, it's terrible.
Yeah. By the way, you know what my big fear is now?
You ending up needing dentures?
Getting my teeth knocked out.
And that's the thing. In my head, when I hear dentures, I chalk it up to poor care.
Right.
Or you just think old people.
Old people and poor care.
Well, right.
But those two go hand in hand. Once you're old, you don't care.
But you love break checking.
Yes.
Such an innocent thing.
I know, right?
Disaster.
It's going to happen to one of us on a show trip when you do that.
Not it.
No.
Well, Diane's already got one.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Whenever we ride with Elliot, when he starts to get a little out of control, you have to point to your teeth so investigators know how to identify the body. You always forget that. I've told you so many times.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Hi, is it me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Adrian. I'm calling from St. Joe, Missouri.
Hey, how are you? Real quickly, what can I do for you, Adrian?
My husband got a set of dentures many years ago now, and this was when we lived in Illinois. And he kept going back to the dentist, telling the dentist that his mouth was hurting and it was hurting. And finally, the dentist just one day shipped him or mailed him his dental records and said, sorry, there's nothing we can do for you. And that was it. I mean, the dentist just said, he kicked him to the curb and said, sorry, dude. And he never got his permanent set of dentures. He never got anything. And to this day, they still rock in his mouth. And he can't really eat.
Yeah, it's got to be horrible.
It's
got to be horrible. I feel for everybody.
I do. And, you know, my husband is not one of these people who, like, maintains a healthy weight. You know, I always tease him and say, oh, you know, you want to lose 5 pounds. Just think about missing a meal. and he...
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
So So, you know, I mean, he just, and now he weighs about 130 pounds. He's about 5'10". He's thin as a rail, but.
Oh, so just for not eating.
Enjoy eating anymore.
Hey, somebody break check me real quick.
Hey, listen, I, well, so where does it stand? Is he not going to be able to get his teeth?
Well, he doesn't have insurance right now for it. I know that lady said that insurance is not good, but you know what? As opposed to $10,000, it doesn't look too bad.
Right. Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, no, I mean, even so, at that point, bad insurance is better in some cases than no insurance, sure.
Then no, trust me, it is.
Yeah.
So he's just left with these teeth right now until we can afford to get new ones for him.
Right. I feel horrible. I wish I could just give you the teeth. I can't. They'll get mad at me. I wish I could.
You know, the best thing to do is to not, you know, not sit in the back seat when your friends are brake checking cars.
Yeah, all right.
Also, take care of them when, you know, while you have them.
Well, what do I always tell you?
That, I think, is the most important thing.
Be true to your teeth, and they'll never be false to you. Unless you break check or something like
there
that.
There you go.
All right. Very good. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
I just knocked a couple out gagging myself with a spoon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.